Hey there, friends. Welcome back to another Soul-Led Living. We're going to talk about relationships, people in your life that are feeling a little complicated, a little difficult, just kind of like, I don't know what to do with these people. Because guess what? You've up-leveled, your energy has shifted. And when we grow and when we heal, our relationships change. So yeah, it's not a fun thing. Nobody tells you that when you heal yourself, all of a sudden what you used to put up with or whatever you were aligned with, especially in relationships, starts to change. So it's a good thing. Like, this is your fault. You got yourself here. But yeah, there's messages here. Like, there's something to do and, you know, like a way to hold this maybe confusing or complicated time. So let's get into our five messages for today. Message number one. At a soul level, this person really doesn't mean to be complicated. They don't mean to be difficult. It just seems that they're not at your level. And that could be a lot of things, right? Like, that means to me vibrationally more than anything. Like, when you raise in vibration, you see the world differently. You have a different perspective. You almost see that like different things are possible. And like, there's like a bigger vision. And I think that's like one of the big issues here. And this person, it's a little bit of like, they see the world a little bit smaller because they're a little bit more of a scared person. And also, I feel like intellectually, like their mind is not catching up with like your mind as well. So you're just at a different level right now. And I know that's hard because obviously when you met or when you guys came together at some point when there was harmony, you were at the same level, but you have expanded and now we're in this situation. But just know that they don't mean to be difficult. Even if they're showing up like very combative, they are truly trying to grow. Like, that is what's happening in their life right now. And sometimes that frustration or like the challenging or like the way that they come up for you is like it's them themselves having a hard time transitioning into this change, like really them fighting this change and projecting that onto you and kind of like mirroring and like bouncing that off of you when it's really truly not yours, but they don't know what's happening to themselves. Like, they don't know what to do in this moment. And yeah, like, and I feel like you don't even know how much they're changing, but they are. They're like, it's like life is forcing them to change and expand, and they're really struggling with that. And it seems like you've always been a good person to kind of hold those things for this person and kind of like, yeah, like catch whatever they drop. And now it just, because you've grown, you're seeing like, this is not a good fit for me. Like, I'm enabling or like enmeshed with this person. And the only way for them to grow is for them to like go and do it on their own. So that's the struggle, because it almost seems like you've always been there in a way for this person. And like, now you're not there. So you're changing, and therefore they're also changing, but then like, they thought they could kind of keep doing the same things that they always do with you, but you're not available for it anymore. So that's really where the challenge and struggle is coming from. But truly, there's a lot of love between you guys in this relationship. All right. Message number two. Do you stay or do you go, right? Like, do you stay with this friendship or this relationship or this partnership, whatever it is, or do you go? And the answer honestly is neither. Instead, you're meant to have very strong expectations. Like, the rules need to be set out for this person, because this person is not in a place of inspiration where like they're coming up with their own ideas. And maybe you've known them that before they could come up with their own ideas, but now like they're in a place where like they need rules. It kind of reminds me of my husband when he was just going through sobriety. He was just like just becoming sober. Like, he was not in a place to have like a vision for his life or to know what the steps were for him. Like, he truly needed to follow like somebody else's step and like somebody else's strategy and just kind of like follow the rules almost. And then obviously now he's out of that and he's making all his own decisions and all that kind of stuff. But there's a time and a place for that. And I wonder if like you knew this person or you're a person who likes to give people like space to be themselves. But in this relationship, like right now, because this person is going through something, they want to break all the boundaries and like throw themselves on you. And that is not helpful. Like, actually, these strong expectations, these strong boundaries, like these kind of rules about the rules of engagement, you know, it's like the rules of like kind of how you're involved with me and how you're not involved with me. truly is going to help them grow. And some of those expectations may be things that they cannot keep up, right? And that's okay. That means that person will like not be in your life as much, or that there will be more distance than you are used to, but that's okay. Like, they are going to come around. It is a strong expectation almost. And it just looks like that can't happen for them overnight. Like, they can't meet that expectation overnight. So we have to be a little bit patient. So I do feel distance in general, like, even if, let's say that this is your partner and you like live with the person, or it's your child, you know, and you're like living with this person, it does feel like there's a distance between, like, we're not so connected in contact right now. And I honestly wouldn't be afraid of that. You're just like giving this person time while you're still like in the same house to meet you or to not meet you. And that's okay. So, but overall there, and then if this is like a friend or maybe like a relationship that you don't live together, there's going to be distance. Like, I feel like we're going to see a break from each other and some space from each other, and we'll see if we kind of return and get back. So trust that, like, don't get freaked out about that. It doesn't mean anything. Like, just because there's distance doesn't mean like this is the end. It just means that there's either this person's going to take the time to grow or not. And honestly, your growth too, because by you setting the boundaries and by setting the expectations, that is a sign of your growth. And it's like, can you keep up with it? Like, will you keep up the boundaries and the growth? Maybe not, right? So like, you're kind of the first to grow, but you are also at danger of falling back as well. You know, like, it's not fully set in yet, like this growth that has occurred in you. So you can also relapse. And this is kind of like the final test of this like growth that you've had over the last year or so. Message 3, I was really wondering like what you were up against. Like, even if you wanted to have harmony with this person, or like, why isn't this person like not getting it? And I really saw them struggling with their brain. So it felt to me that like your presence, or like what you are asking, or like what you are expecting, or what you're seeing, or what you want for the relationship is truly really triggering their brain, specifically their programming. Some of it is like a neurodiversity, like literally like the way that, you know, that their brain works, but a lot of it is truly like their programming, kind of like the way they learn to understand who they were. For example, I can have 3 kids. They can all go to the same school. They can all be the same grade. They can be triplets, you know, but they're all going to go into school and they can have the same teacher, and the teacher can treat them all the same. They're still going to like see themselves differently. Like, there's just no way for them to see themselves like the way the first kid did or the second kid did. So it really looks like this is not necessarily your fault, especially if it's like a child or a person like that maybe has grown up with you. It's like the way they understand themselves, and you can tell them they're amazing and they're beautiful and whatever, but that doesn't mean that they see it that way. So you're really up against their programming. They're trying to crack their programming. If it is somebody that you have a lot of investment in, like a child or your spouse, let's say, I would consider anything that can expand their mind. Not a child for this one, but like if it's an adult, perhaps like microdosing psilocybin or something, you know, like something in the psychedelics. And the child, obviously, like some form of therapy, maybe some hypnotherapy, like if you want to support. But their programming, like the way they see themselves, like the way they identify, basically, is really, really being, you trigger that in them. Like, and it's funny because you hold them to like a high regard. Like, I don't, it's not like you're holding, like you're seeing them and their potential, but they, sometimes that love and like that amount of optimism you have for them, and like the love and like the potential you see in them, and like what's possible for you and the family and your whatever, they feel like you're not seeing them in a weird way because they feel so broken and so shitty and like full of shame. So in a weird way, like they're like, no, you're like totally seeing me wrong. Like, you're getting it completely wrong. And it's so interesting how like they don't feel seen by that, because they feel like you're bypassing who at their core they feel they are, which is like this kind of victim-y, like a dark side basically. And I'm wondering, yeah, like, I don't know. How do you help somebody with that? I don't really, I mean, the whole point of this relationship is to not enmesh anymore and to not enable anymore. So my sense is that even though like that is what they're experiencing, I see more like holding space, saying prayers, having expectations. Like that is how you make space for them to shift and to change. Like it's really not about you doing it. And you know what? Don't disregard the power of prayer on this one, because prayer is like sending energetic like frequency. And if you want to have like friends pray as well, like you don't, or if you want to like go to your church and like bring the prayer, that I have goosebumps, like that is very important. So don't underestimate that. And I would involve people into the prayer if you can, like if, yeah, I have goosebumps. So like, you know, have people like hold this person in their heart, like with you, and to like really send a lot of light, because this person is going through a bit of a dark night of the soul. And like, obviously there is so much need for that for many people like rise. And I honestly, you feel like somebody like that to me. Like, even when I saw you shifting, I was like, you like rose from the flames. Like you're like the phoenix, you know? So it's just that you're a little bit more gritty, you know, than this other person. So like, and you're kind of a little bit more of a loner. You can like do it on your own. And this person doesn't have like as much grit. And they really look to you as somebody that should be there all the time for them. You know what I mean? They don't like know how to rise like on their own. So I can also see how like you don't understand this person a little bit, because you're like, I freaking rose from the flames, like by myself, like nobody helped me, you know, like why does this person need so much like TLC? But you're not supposed to do it. You can just hold space and believe that they will, and pray for them and like send that love and like let them rise from those ashes. Message number four, I wanted to ask what you needed from them, because maybe you do know, but I feel like sometimes when a relationship or friendships or partnerships, whatever, they start to get like so confusing, you almost like, or so challenging, you get confused about like, what would I need from this person? Like, can this ever even get better? Do I even want this anymore? You know, like, so I really wanted to position that question to see like, you know, what is the clarity around that? And I was getting that you need this person to mature. Like, it felt like you needed to not be in the role of like mother anymore, you know, or caretaker or provider, or like you really needed this person to like rise to the occasion and to mature at whatever that means, right? Because, you know, maturity at all, it can mean something different in all levels, but also you are maturing in this relationship. So while you might have more of the vision of what you want for this relationship, you have to meet the relationship with a lot of maturity as well. Regardless if you are going to stay with this person or not, or if this person's going to remain in your life, you have to show up with maturity, because like there's just like, that is a lesson for you, right? Like, you know, you have to remain in that position and like, and hold yourself to a certain integrity. So you are definitely being asked to show, to mature, but it really feels like what would make this relationship more enjoyable and fun, some of it is some of it feels like money to me. Like this person needs to provide is what it feels like. Like they, you know, they need to like kind of meet halfway and I keep thinking about the word in Spanish, but it's like, yeah, like to bring something to the table. I feel like also, I was like, I can't even understand my own writing, but it says, I wrote here, like to share responsibilities. Like, so I feel like this person has to remain accountable, like on their own, that you're not, you know, keeping a checklist and making sure that they're like keeping up with things. Like they need to be accountable. And there's like a level of adulting here for sure, that this person kind of carries their own weight. I also feel like for friendships, funny enough, is the person has to like bring something interesting too, like something that adds value to you. And simply like this person might not be horrible, but they might just like not be adding value to your life anymore. So since you also have to show up in a mature way, I would definitely ask yourself, like, how would you approach this if you didn't need to fix it? If you weren't the like one putting in all the effort, like how would you approach this? Because part of the dynamics of this relationship is that the person like really seems like they rely on you emotionally. And this person, their maturity is actually to take care of themselves emotionally more because this person's like very attached to you. Like it looks like this person just wants you to hold all that emotion for you when truly they're meant to fly. So also like I wonder how much like you like holding their emotion and like you like having that control, like almost like knowing that you're safe with them because like you know what's going on with them emotionally. But this person has to like work out their own emotions and kind of be in charge of their own emotions and like go through the process of like their emotional processing. And I feel like sometimes their emotional processing is a little longer than what you're comfortable with, and like that is weird. Or they like stop their emotional processing, like they either will like find an addiction or something, and like they don't let themselves like work through an emotion. And that, and I feel like you've been involved in that for a while, and that's like what needs to break. And that's like the idea that this person needs to fly, because they're meant to figure out their own rhythm of how they work through their own emotions and then fly and be their own person. Message number 5, this challenge, struggle, is also pointing to what is it that you really need from a relationship? Like what do you need from relationships and friendships and like the people around you? And this is like the bigger picture of like the reason for this is like, it feels like this person has taken up a lot of space in your life. You know, maybe they've been like a very close person to you. And even if this person's like not meant to leave, like let's say this is your partner and you're like, you know, we're going to work through all this stuff. Like this is, we're going to work through it. But what it's showing me is that you need more than just this partner. Like you need people in your life that inspire you and expand you. And you know, when we're like married with kids, let's say, it's a lot harder to have that because like you end up having friends that are just like the friends that are like, you know, moms with your kids, or like mom with the, you know, the other moms from the group, right? Or like I always feel like I loved dating for that reason, because like I met like a bunch of weirdos and like just, you know, you're so much more random at that time. And I always found like these people that expanded me, right? And like, oh my God, you're doing such cool stuff. And that was like fun. I mean, I think that's why I liked the whole dating thing, because I felt like very open. And then obviously your life gets a little bit smaller when you have like the kids and husband, all that kind of stuff. But this is just showing that you are meant to have more expansive relationships in your life and that you need to diversify. Because in a weird way, like this person counts on you so much because like you were counting on them so much too. So we need to diversify the kind of friendships and relationships that we have. I mean, I'm not telling you to go have an affair, you know, but like go meet people that you find interesting and be part of that, and people that think differently, that, you know, that like show you new ways. You're really craving that. Like this relationship is actually pointing to some boredom as well, believe it or not. It's like, this is, I want a bigger life is what it feels like. Like you're in a place of like, I'm really working towards making a greater life for myself, like having this bigger vision. And this person has such strong programming and, you know, programming that is like misaligned with you, that it is making your life a little bit smaller. So like this person just can't offer you all of this. And we don't have to wait for this person to catch up or to have a more expansive viewpoint. Like you can bring people into your life that are more expansive, and you just need more of that, like more of those conversations and friendships and meeting those people and just setting that intention, right? It's like, where do you find friends and all that? But I honestly, I don't know. I think every friend that I have has just like found their way to me, right? Like just set the intention. Like I would like interesting people, and I'm also going to make an effort to be around those interesting people. But people that are like not interesting, like just seeing how little I could keep those people in my life. So this is pointing to bigger stuff for you for sure. But yeah, let the relationship have its space. Like, let this person have some space to grow. Just make sure you are not enmeshed in like enabling. Like, we want to disconnect from those things. And then focus on your own, like, keep, you know, setting your own boundaries, making sure you show up mature in this situation and bringing in new inspiration when it comes to the people in your life. So yeah, I'm excited for you. I hope that was really supportive for you. I'm praying for the resolution of this relationship and that the harmony comes back in, because I'm such a relationship gal and I know how important it is. So sending you a ton of love, and I'll see you in the next episode.